Australia and Canada are both countries with a whole lot of space to create some of the wildest sounds on the planet. Join your host Matthew as he explores the musical heritage of his native Australia and features fresh sounds from Canada's independent music world. That's Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, each Monday at 11 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. Good morning, this is CITR 101.9 broadcast from the UBC campus in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Thanks to Peter, Breakfast for the Browns there every Monday morning to get everyone off on a great, fantastic start for the week. And that's always followed on its heels by Stranded. So this is me, Matthew, and I'm broadcasting fantastic underground music from the other side of the world, and also Canadian music that I played towards the end of the show, some of the newer content. And I also always play some of the older stuff up front here just to respect our elders and to give listeners a bit of a musical journey back through the decades. Hello to friends and family who are listening today and co-workers. Thanks so much for listening. And anyone on podcast who might be listening anywhere in the world, if you go to Google and type Oz Stranded into Google, it'll come up with the show blog with all the podcasts and set lists for each show. So today is actually kind of exciting. I've got the brand new Grinder Man in my hands, Nick Cave's Grinder Man project. And also there's new Neil Young out as well. He's so prolific. He just keeps coming. No signs of slowing down, Neil Young. So I'm going to play one of his new songs later on the show too. That great Canadian. So I'm going to start with three bands from the 80s, Australian bands from the underground. Three favourites of mine, and three bands that are currently still touring, like bands that have ebb and flow in their creative output and sort of retire for some times and then come back. These three bands I'm going to play definitely, aren't coming back just to make a whole bunch of money. You know, they're bands with integrity and long-lasting songwriting ability and just great live rock and roll bands, which is what Australia kind of specializes in. So first up's the Cosmic Psychos. They're somewhat of an institution in Australian rock and roll. They combine a nasty sound with breakneck tempos and scathing lyrics, and they've been steamrolling audiences in their home country and all around the world for more than a quarter of a century with a distinct brand of fuzz bass driven punk rock squall. That's a little quick bio from the Zombie Dog Entertainment site that does the promotions for the three bands I'm just about to play. So the Cosmic Psychos up first, and that'll be followed by the Lime Spiders, another band from that era, from the early to mid-80s, at least that was their heyday. And again, the bio for this band, that the legendary Lime Spiders first exploded onto the unsuspecting ears of the music public in the post-punk era of the early 80s. Described by US Rolling Stone as the Sex Pistols on acid, the Spiders' sound was inspired by everything from 60s punk, pop, psychedelia, to the more innovative and eclectic 70s rock and late 70s punk. The Lime Spiders still to this day play with a sonic assault of unparalleled intensity. So these are a couple of bands who are still playing around Australia, and I'm going to play them for you now. So this is Cosmic Psychos with the classic Lost Cause. Thanks for tuning in today. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show.
guns and sirens and every riot tank with mace and tear gas and every crack pilot with rockets and napalm under wing and every sky pilot blessing bombers at takeoff and any State Department of any super state selling guns to both sides and every nationalist of no matter what nation in no matter what world, black, brown or white, who kills these nations and every prophet or poet with gun or shiv and any enforcer of spiritual enlightenment with force and any enforcer of the power of any state with power and to any and all who kill and kill and kill and kill for peace, I raise my middle finger in the only proper salute. And to any and all who kill and kill and kill and kill for peace, I raise my middle finger in the only proper salute.
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
And welcome back to CITR here on a Monday morning. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And, of course, Chris Horrific up after Alternative Radio, which begins at midday. Chris Horrific is a man about town, local musician, and it's always wonderful to run into him at gigs, as I did on the weekend. And he is here in the studio as we speak, preparing for his 1 o'clock show. But for now, it's Australian music, and I started off with a couple of oldies. Well, a few, three oldies to be specific. At the top was the Cosmic Psychos with Lost Cause, Lime Spider with the classic single Slave Girl, and then the Celibate Rifles at the end there with a song off one of their later albums. And the song's called Salute, and it's a kind of a cool one because it was a bit of a monologue over the top of some really crushing guitar there. The monologue is actually based on a poem by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, the San Francisco beat poet from the 60s. So really great cutting lyrics there, intertwined with the fantastic straight-ahead guitar sound of the Celibate Rifles from the northern beaches of Sydney, Australia. And those three bands are still playing around, all of them formed in the early 80s and are still playing to this day to loyal fans and punters around the country and overseas. So I did mention at the start of the show that it's Grinderman time, the new album, Nick Cave's side project, Grinderman. The second album was just released on September 14, and we have it here in the studio. Peter played a track this morning, and I'm careful not to repeat, so he played Kitchenette. I'm going to play for you a couple of songs. I'll play the first two songs for you. So this is the project from Nick Cave, the great post-punk icon from Australia. And it's a side project where he's working with Warren Ellis, the violinist, Jim Sklavounos, and Martin Casey. All three of those men are long-term collaborators with Nick Cave through the Bad Seeds and other incarnations. So this is really exciting stuff. Of course, Grinderman are going to be playing in Vancouver on the 26th of November at the Commodore Ballroom, and apparently tickets are sold out already, and that I'm kind of angry about that because I didn't get any myself, so maybe I'll get there somehow. Maybe there's something on Craigslist. But anyway, Grinder Man coming in Vancouver in November, and this is the first track off the new album, Grinder Man 2. This is Stranded, the Australian Music Show.
Someone rattling the locks. Here's lying there with just my brother. He said, yeah, man, I think it might be the cops. And we sucked her and we sucked her and we sucked her dry. Yeah, we sucked her, we sucked her, we sucked her dry. I was Mickey Mouse. He was a big bad.
Party here tonight, son?
Whoa. I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
Do you like Biltmore? Yeah, I like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun, though, isn't it?
And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, every Monday here on CITR 101.9 FM. And I played for you first up there in that set was a couple of tracks from the brand-new Grinder Man album, Grinder Man 2, the Nick Cave side project. I decided to play the first two tracks, Mickey Mouse and The Goodbye Man, and that was followed by Worm Tamer. Wonderful stuff there from Nick Cave, lyrically always in fine form. And just a different sound for him there. I guess he uses this project to get a little bit messy, having put so much incredible effort into the Bad Seed project and just the amazing run of exquisite and classic albums that he's put out with the Bad Seeds. This is, I guess, a project for him to make a bit of noise and be a bit more spontaneous. I think it'd be really neat to see a Grinder Man play live, and the lucky few who got tickets will be able to see them at the Commodore Ballroom in November here in Vancouver. And I wish I was one of those people. I wish I'd got off my butt and realised he was playing and got tickets. But anyway, that's Grinder Man. And after that, I played for you a track by a band from Canberra, the capital city of Australia, called Starfish Hill. A song there called Cab Ride. So they're an interesting indie rock band there from Canberra. Now we're going to play for you. This is an interesting young lady that I've just discovered recently. Her name is Lani Lane, and she is an artist from Australia, Sydney to be more precise. She has a very interesting sound. MySpace describes her as the spirit of muddy waters inhabiting Doris Day. Pinpointing exactly where Lani Lane is coming from musically is not easy, but a hotspot of blues, jazz, pop and country from golden era of the 30s, 40s and 50s is a good starting point. Musical signposts, though, are only surface grime. That's what her MySpace says about her music. I'll let you decide. This is a really interesting track. It's called What Do I Do? And it's definitely got a wonderful vibe from a far gone era that's quite rare in contemporary music. So let's have a listen to Lani Lane here from Sydney, Australia. And this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show.
Drop, stand all day on a concrete slate. My They pray to Allen, they pray to the Lord, and mostly they pray about love and war. Don't really know if I want to. And
And songs about love, I sang songs about war. Since the back streets of Toronto, I sang for justice and I hit a bad chord. But I still try to sing about love and war. Break the heart of your lover. I made a mistake and I did it again. Then we struggled to recover. I sang in anger, hit another bad chord. But I still try to sing about love and war. Sing about love and war. I don't really know what I'm saying. I've been in love and I've seen a lot of war. Seen a lot of people praying. They pray to Allah and they pray to the Lord. And mostly they pray about love and war. Pray about love and war. Pray about love and more, love and more.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you. Thank you, ice cream man.
And we're back on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And we just heard the beautiful song there, brand new track from Neil Young. Love and War. You can definitely hear the frailty there in a man who's 70-odd and making music that's just really heartfelt. After decades and decades, he's putting out a lot of music these days over the last decade, consistently every couple of years, albums that sound very different. Neil Young has never rested on his laurels. And I haven't heard all the tracks of this album, but that's one of the lead tracks, Love and War, and it's quite beautiful. So we are in the Canadian part of the show, which we always get to in the second half after playing some of the older Australian music and always new tunes as well. Now, I'm just about to play for you some local bands. I went to a few gigs on the weekend, and one of them was the Ulio Festival. where I saw certain breeds play. They are a great, I guess, a gothic psychedelic influenced band. Here, formerly, the members of the band all met in Calgary, where they played in the hardcore scene up there, and relocated to Vancouver a few years ago, and have been making music under the name of Certain Breeds, and they're quite a treat to see. Very moody, atmospheric music. And they have a 7-inch single out, a split 7-inch single, which I picked up a while back, and with Terror Bird, the other band, and I'm going to play for you A Walk in Sleep from Certain Breeds, and then a little bit of OK Vancouver OK towards the end of the show as well. We've only got about 12 minutes left, so let's get back into it. This is Vancouver band Certain Breeds. Thanks for listening to Stranded today.
Thank you. exhausted, but I feel pretty good. One man down and the rest just stood. How can someone's effort be judged? How could someone's effort be judged?
I know that you're not sad.
And that's about it for the show here today, Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. That was the Apollo Ghosts local band there. And actually, all three of those bands that I played were Vancouver bands. At the top was Certain Breeds with that beautiful atmospheric track you heard there, Walk in Sleep. That's from a split 7-inch single they've done with a local band called Terror Birds. That was followed by a couple of tracks from OK Vancouver OK from the 28 to 29 CD. You heard I'm So Exhausted and also the track My Heart. And finally, Apollo Ghosts there with Library Card Amulet from a 7-inch single here that I found in the on-air booth. So that's pretty much it. We got through a lot of music today, from everything from the Cosmic Psychos through to Grinder Man, new tracks from the album, and a beautiful new Neil Young track too there. So that's the sort of music you can expect to hear if you tune in every week at this time. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. And if you'd like to listen to the podcasts of older shows, or if you can't make it next week to tune in, go to Google and type Oz Stranded in, O-Z-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-D, and you'll get everything you need there, set lists, podcast, and also a video I put up every week of one of the tracks. So that's it. This Stranded, and up next is Alternative Radio, and of course then Chris Horrific at 1 o'clock with the Parts Unknown show. So you've been listening to, and you still are listening to, CITR 101.9 FM. Take it easy.
Yeah, it's your man DJ Tamil, and when I'm up in Vancouver, I'm chilling and listening to 101.9, the best station in the whole Canada. What? I said it.
Revolution in Mexico, as we saw when I talked about 1910, starts in a lot of different places. It doesn't come from one place. It starts in the south, the north, the west, the east. And if we see any kind of revolutionary movement in the coming months, it will start in a lot of different places. The south